Although a duchess, she dressed poorly. She went barefoot even in the snow, where it was reported that she left bloody footprints, and, almost unheard of in those days, she drank only water. This teetotal behaviour worried her husband a good deal. Drinking wine was much safer than water that was usually unclean, and he was worried that she would fall ill or fade away. But one day, so the legend goes, the Duke watched her raise her glass of water to her lips and saw that it miraculously turned into wine. Her sainthood, and presumably her health, was pretty much assured from then on. And so was the fame of her glass. Medieval Europe had an insatiable hunger for relics connected to miracles. Among the most famous of them all was a cup which had been used at the wedding at Cana, where Christ performed his first miracle of turning water into wine. But what about Hedwig's cup? I have it in my hand. Or at least, I have in my hand one of the dozen or so glass beakers, all strikingly similar, which were identified by the pious as the vessels from which Hedwig had drunk. It's a thick glass, a smoky topaz colour. It's about 8 inches high, and it's really much more like a small vase. You need two hands to grasp it, and it's not at all easy to drink out of. If I put some water into it and then try to take a proper gulp, the rim is so wide that it spills. And sadly, I have to tell you that when I drink from this, it does not turn into wine. But a miracle of a different sort has ensured that a dozen or so vulnerable, fragile glass objects like this should all have survived the centuries intact.